What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1029. In this episode, I'll discuss a systematic review of the ketorolac dose ceiling for ED analgesia. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1029. And now, on to the episode. Ketorolac is FDA approved for a dose of 30 milligrams IV for analgesia. However, there is extensive research dating back as far as 30 years that supports a ceiling dose in the 10 to 20 milligram range for analgesic effect. This is important because the side effects for ketorolac probably increase in a dose-dependent manner, so giving a dose above the ceiling effect for analgesia exposes a patient to risk of harm without any clinical benefit. A group of authors recently published a systematic review in Annals of Emergency Medicine that covered 5 randomized controlled trials of low and standard ketorolac dosing in ED patients with acute pain. A total of 627 patients were represented in the analysis. The authors concluded with moderate certainty that a dose of 15 or 20 milligrams of IV ketorolac probably had no deleterious effect on pain scores when compared with the standard 30 milligram IV dose. Furthermore, an even lower dose of 10 milligrams IV also probably had no deleterious effect on pain scores compared with the standard 30 milligram dose. However, this conclusion was made with low certainty. Finally, the low 10 milligram dose might increase the need for breakthrough pain medication and might not result in fewer adverse effects. The authors conclude that in adult ED patients with acute pain, ketorolac 10 to 20 milligrams IV is probably just as effective in relieving pain as doses of 30 milligrams IV or higher. The authors note this data is not generalizable to children or patients who are at a higher risk of adverse events. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.